Correct.
And that's probably true. I mean, if you just say an FBO that wants to sell fuel has to have a minimum tank size.
Right.
That's, you know.
To meet the requirements of the fire marshal or whatever.
Yeah, if Crow Industries wants to put a tank farm in and sell fuel, he might only have the money to start with one tank. Garrett goes out of business, retires, or decides to leave the airport, Crow Industries is going to find some money somewhere to get that second type of fuel in there.
But what about our problem if we have a, you know, we allow this guy to occupy our prime land on the airport, which, you know, there's only so many locations. Mm-hmm. And then he's not providing the services that we need. I mean, then it's going to hurt our business at the airport because this guy runs, whether it's a sloppy business or he doesn't have his financials in order. You know, if he's not providing the fuel services that we need and we're giving him the prime location on the airport, that's going to hurt the airport. I think we do have to have some basis.
And I debate that if they provide crappy service, they're not going to be in business long.
Right.
But in the meantime, we're the ones being harmed. You know, people start leaving the airport because this guy has a 5-year lease. And
And that's where it's like the market forces, or, you know, that's when we were talking about rental airplanes.
You got to look at it from the airport owner's perspective. That, you know, the part of their responsibility is to provide a level of service to the public that meets the best interests of the public.
We spend all this money. Say we do extend the runway 1,000 feet, and it's county funds that are used to. And then this guy chooses not to sell, you know, jet fuel. Well, then where are we? We spent all this money on the runway.
Then Garrett still has the business there.
But he may not be able to compete because this guy's committed. He's only selling fuel a few days a week, and, you know, doesn't have the cost that Garrett has, and, you know, he's eaten into so much of Garrett's business that
Garrett could have left, and this guy could occupy Garrett's space. Yeah, he's the next guy.
It's not necessarily the competing with me. Right, if I, like I said, my business goes away for whatever reason, the county's spending a lot of its money on infrastructure for smaller planes. For, you know, Taxiway Bravo, there's no jet that's ever going to go down mm-hmm. Taxiway Bravo. There's no jet that's ever going to park in this new tie-down ramp. We're making this friendly to smaller GA aircraft to set up a situation where we have a replacement FBO, not me, but a replacement FBO, only selling jet fuel because there's more profit in it. That's just, we're just throwing the money away.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, as a general public person who flies an airplane, I rent an airplane, I fly into Georgetown, and you've allowed an FBO to come in and only sell jet fuel, and Garrett says, screw you guys. I've been here all these years. I've been selling both fuels. I'm set up to sell both fuels. You allow a guy to come in and just sell jet fuel, and he's cutting my profits, I'm leaving. So I land, I need ab gas, right? You don't have it. I don't fly into your airport no more.
It'd be a long time after somebody else comes in.
To make an example, Gus is in business. He carries an umbrella policy for liability insurance. He gets bonding, right? He bids against Joe Blow out here that has one truck. He has no liability insurance and never gets bonded. And he gets a job because Gus has to bid higher because he carries all the policies.
I do it every day.
I was going to say,
that's probably my perspective on this, is I bid against those guys every day.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you going to cut your throats and allow an FBO to come in and just sell one product?
I mean, the other thing is somebody's going to say, I don't have the finances to put $100,000 in fuel, as Garrett said, because of that.
They don't do it.
Yeah. It's that simple. If they can't operate.
The restaurant, I mean, we had restaurant operators that didn't want to be open 7 days a week. Well, then you don't operate the restaurant. You know, if you decide and the council adopts, you know, that's the level of service, if you don't meet the ante for getting in the game, you don't get in the game.
I think about the market forces discussion, and I think you're right on. I think if you could have two FBOs, Dulles, I know it's not a great example, but there's two FBOs at Dulles. They compete head-to-head every day.
Mm-hmm.
That level of competition is appropriate for the consumer because, you know, the pilot can go in and work his best deal with either one. You know, in this kind of the situation we're in,